15.1. But there is a set of reformers who hold out a different ideal. They go by the name of the Arya Samajists, and their ideal of social organization is what is called Chaturvarnya, or the division of society into four classes instead of the 4,000 castes that we have in India. To make it more attractive and to disarm opposition, the protagonists of Chaturvarnya take great care to point out that their Chaturvarnya is based not on birth, but on guna, worth. At the outset, I must confess that notwithstanding the worth basis of this Chaturvarnya, it is an ideal to which I cannot reconcile myself. 15.2. In the first place, if under the Chaturvarnya of the Arya Samajists, an individual is to take his place in Hindu society according to his worth, I do not understand why the Arya Samajists insist on labeling men as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. A learned man would be honored without his being labeled a Brahman. A soldier would be respected without his being designated a Kshatriya. If European society honors its soldiers and its servants without giving them permanent labels, why should Hindu society find it difficult to do so, is a question which Arya Samajists have not cared to consider. 15.3. There is another objection to the continuance of these labels. All reform consists in a change in the notions, sentiments and mental attitudes of the people towards men and things. It is common experience that certain names become associated with certain notions and sentiments, which determine a person's attitude towards men and things. The names Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra are names which are associated with a definite and fixed notion in the mind of every Hindu. That notion is that of a hierarchy based on birth. 15.4. So long as these names continue, Hindus will continue to think of the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra as hierarchical divisions of high and low based on birth and to act accordingly. The Hindu must be made to unlearn all this. But how can this happen if the old labels remain and continue to recall to his mind old notions? If new notions are to be inculcated in the minds of people, it is necessary to give them new names. To continue the old names is to make the reform futile. To allow this Chaturvarnya based on worth to be designated by such stinking labels as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, indicative of social divisions based on birth, is a snare.